Hello, and welcome back to season two of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver.
And I'm Nate.
And we're back. Hi. It's been such a long summer without you guys. But we are back like we never left. And I don't know about you, but I could not be more excited. I have missed filming. I have missed recording. And I've missed you. Help me. Because you've just been Miss Little Jet Setter all over the place this summer. We're going to jump right into it and do a little catch up with you guys before we get into today's topics. So, Neek, why don't you tell us what you've been doing this summer?
I've been outside.
Okay.
I went to the baseball game, a little minor league baseball game. Mm-hmm. It was a cute little vibe.
It's minor league.
Is it not?
No, I'm laughing that it is. Yeah.
Went up to the aquarium with my nephew. We had a really, really good time.
Yes.
I don't know if it was, it might have been more for me than it was for him because I love aquariums down.
Mm-hmm.
I had a ball.
Yeah.
You
said you were a little not disappointed, but
it was like a 2 out of 10.
The difference of like seeing it as a child versus seeing it as an adult.
I never had been there as a child, but I wasn't really impressed. I mean, I got to be in the vibe. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. I beggars can't be choosers, but yeah, it was mid at best, but it was cute. It was a cute little vibe. It was very kid friendly. I'm a grown woman, so
bruh,
I'm not about to stick my hand in there with stingrays. And
oh yeah, they have a stingray petting tank.
And I don't really want to see the penguins march. Like, where's the motherfucking, I mean, ooh, where's the sharks, where are the sting, like, let me see everything. But like, I mean, it was cute. It was quick. I thought it would be bigger. But like I said, it was a cute little vibe. I enjoyed myself. It was something. I've been really trying to make this year very purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
And doing things that I enjoy and things that make me happy. And I enjoyed it and it made me happy. And
yeah,
I had a good time.
Did I ever tell you that when that aquarium opened up, so it's a Ripley's aquarium, like Ripley's, believe it or not. I was in modeling. And they had a tryout to be in the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the tryouts, and Courtney was also in the same modeling agency. We both tried out. She got it. I didn't. So that was cool. I think it was like 5th or 6th grade, mm-hmm. I think. So like to be able to see your friend or, you know, mm-hmm. as her, Courtney, see herself on a commercial. That commercial aired forever. So
I think I missed her in that one. I remember the goodies ad. Shout out to you, Courtney.
She was in a goodies ad?
Yeah!
I was just talking about goodies on TikTok the other day. They were talking about what millennial clothing stores do you miss? And it was like Charlotte Roux, Forever 21, Body Central. I said, give me a goodies.
Baby.
Give me a goodies, okay?
I love the goodies.
I'm just tickled
that everybody had like a little modeling era because grandmama had me. I was more of a runway gal.
Oh, okay. You were okay.
So I was at the JCPenney's.
Stop. In the mall?
Yes.
A little fashion runway.
Modeling, honey, you can tell me, baby. She can walk. I can walk in heels. Started at a very young age, so yes.
That is adorable. Okay, so
I've been very vain for a long
after
time.
The aquarium, I think next up was the wedding that you were a part of.
Oh, yes. Oh. Our sweet friend Shay did a renewal of vows 10 years with her husband, and I was honored to be her maid of honor, and it was just a really good time. It was just a time to like really, I don't know, to let loose and just enjoy and celebrate them. I love love. I'm just a softie at heart. Like, I have a very hard exterior, but I just love love. I love to see people happily in love, and it just makes my heart flutter and it just makes me happy. So to see her happy because I love her, and seeing her happy and seeing that her husband loves her equally, like, it's just such a beautiful thing. Like, I just love it. It was beautiful. I assisted in helping her decorate. wore me out. Please don't. Again, I will say this is my second time being a maid of honor. And every time I say, please, nobody asked me to do it. I will never do it again. And I mean it this time. Love y'all down, everybody that I was in their weddings and the maid of honor. But please, just let me be a guest, guys. Please.
Okay. So what you're saying is, if I ever get married, you won't be my... I'm not going to have a traditional wedding if that day ever comes anyway. So it's okay. You can be my maid from afar.
Let me just be a bridesmaid. Just give me my marching orders.
You just
want
to be maid of honor. And honestly, I feel like at this age, it would be hard to pick because my friend group is so close knit. Like, how do I pick who the maid of honor
would
be?
I do not like coordinating things. Yeah. I don't like being in charge of things. Am I good at it? Mm-hmm. Yes. Am I effective? Is everything going to be orderly and very to the nose? Absolutely. But do I want to do it?
No.
No.
Do you mind if I insert a picture from the wedding? Ugh,
yeah, I guess.
I'll let you pick which one we insert, but we'll insert it so you can see how beautiful my best friend was.
Or we can just like show the decor. done by Balloons by Shay. Did her big one.
Decorated her own wedding.
Yes, it was really, really, really beautiful. It was really classy.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself. And thank you, Shay and Brody, for allowing me to be there to celebrate you all and your love.
That's good. I'm glad you had a good time, Shay. I'm sorry I couldn't make it work per usual. So, okay, and then after, notice how all of these events are neat. Your girl Shriver has been at the house, not doing nothing. I've got my own things cooking up.
She was invited to all these things, by the way.
Listen.
So.
Well.
Nobody shoot me. I was there.
You tried. which I appreciate. Speaking of, the trip that I'm really sad I did not get to go on. But I had to make that sacrifice to reach the goals I'm trying to reach. Bitch, where'd you go?
I went to Chicago. My second home. It's really not my second home, but it's my second home in my head. I just love Chicago down to the ground. I just think it's so beautiful and rich in history. And when I'm there, I just feel like I'm home. It just feels so familiar. And
yeah,
I just love it. I went to celebrate our good friend Stephanie. Her mom had a birthday party, and the girls went up and to celebrate her birthday. So it was so good to see Stephanie. I hadn't seen her since my birthday. Stephanie has always been my girl. I love her down to the ground. Everything about her energy, her spirit. She gets me. Like, literally when we got there, we literally, which would probably be our segue. Was that our last thing that we were going to talk about? Is that all I did?
No. I have to talk about the one thing that I did this summer.
Well, we literally talked and talked. That's my reality TV sister.
Okay.
So like we were like, I was like, so what you been watching? And then she was like, oh, I've been watching this. And I'd be like, oh, you been watching this? Mm-hmm. And so we literally got our spiel. We were like, so how are you feeling about them? Do you like this person, this person?
Yeah.
Like, that's my TV girly. Like, Stephanie is my, I feel like everybody is at this point, my lay in the bed and watch TV friend. Mm-hmm. I think we're all very much like, we've been in our outside era. We have been there
and we say every summer we're going outside, we're going.
We literally have been there and done that. So like right now, really always, like Stephanie is my take a nap friend. Everybody else is like up and like just ready to go to what's next, maybe.
You know you can count on Stephanie if it's the option of keep it going or go home and take a quick little power nap.
Yes.
And I've learned you, like, I can tell when you're starting to fizzle, like, all right, just let her lay down.
Just let me recharge, and I promise I'm coming back. My rally's not been rallying, but, like, when I went to Chicago, we went and did some things and came back and I took a nap. And Stephanie was like, all right, you need to get up. We're going to go get something to eat. Do you want to go? And I was like, no, but you know, I can give you my order and you can bring it back because mama's laying down. And shout out to my girl Jaleesa, which is one of her friends from Chicago.
So jealous.
She was like, Jaleesa said, you need to come and get up. Jaleesa said, oh, say less.
Got my clothes back on.
Quickly love Jaleesa down, baby. Again, beautiful spirit, beautiful energy. I love Chicago. And then Stephanie understands. I'm sorry to just go on a big spill. With you, even like, I just love my attentive friends who just know me and know what speaks to me. And me and Stephanie went out and we were just riding around and she was just giving me all the, I get in my tourist bag. I don't care if we went down the street.
Yeah.
I love little tidbits about where we're going and historical information. And just, I love information.
She's a tourist with the fanny pack, the selfie stick, and the sunscreen hat.
Yes, like that. I love learning about things. I've always been inquisitive. Mm. So being out with her and just riding around with her and her just telling me little tidbits and like literally like slowing down and be like, and this is this. And I'm like, yeah.
Now, the one thing you still haven't gone to see is the Bean.
I have not seen the Bean yet.
Because you said it was closed down because they were setting up for Lollapalooza, which we did not know Lollapalooza was in Chicago.
Maybe it's just a Southern thing. I did not know.
We know about Bonnaroo.
I thought Lollapalooza was like Coachella.
I thought it was like Sandman like Coachella in like
Nevada
a field.
Or something. Yeah. Like I had absolutely no idea until literally a couple weeks ago. So.
Yeah,
it was just a really cute vibe. We went to Navy Pier, which I just love because again, that's just me being the tourist that I am.
Do you have any good like Chicago exclusive food?
Every time we go to Portillo's, which I enjoy.
That's the hot dog restaurant?
It has hot dogs, but I usually get a burger because, listen. They have cake, and I'm not really a cake girl. I do like something sweet.
Cake.
And they have like a lemon cake, and I'm like, I don't like lemon. I don't like cake. Baby, I had me a slice before I left. That lemon cake was so, baby, didn't stand a chance. So shout out to Portillo's and your lemon cake, baby. You did your big one. You sure did. There's a pizza place, Giordano's. Didn't get to eat it, but it smelled really, really good. If anybody has any suggestions, I am one of those people, like, if I go somewhere, I want to eat and I want to enjoy the city as if I were a local. So I want to, like, the niche places, like, no shade, but, like, if I'm going to go somewhere, I don't want to go to your regular chain restaurants that I can go to at the crib. Like, take me somewhere that is unique to your city and where we are so I can really experience and feel the city and the vibes. Did I eat good? Yes, but I would have preferred to go to more Chicago-esque.
When you're out of town, you want to eat at, like, not chain restaurants, like you said. Hole in the wall, exclusive, like nobody knows about that, like Keith Lee type stuff.
So if anybody is from Chicago or has been to Chicago and has experienced some great food, great eating, please send them.
Let us know.
I am a foodie.
Drop it in the comments on YouTube, Spotify. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok.
Now, we did go to the seafood place. I cannot remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of it, but it was good. This is the second time I've gone. It was really, really good. I don't know if it's... I've never seen it here, but again, it's Chicago.
Right.
But I enjoyed.
Good. I'm very jealous that I did not get to go. I've been trying to get to Chicago to see Stephanie so long.
And happy birthday, Shalonda.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday. They went on a cruise right after, right?
Absolutely.
Love that.
Ate it up.
Like we were saying, if you have any comments that you want to leave, any suggestions, find us on our socials. It's Sounds Good Radio on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple. Leave us a comment. Let us know. If you're a returning listener, we appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with us and sticking with us. And honey, the demand has been, there's been some people wanting us to come back now. Okay, and we see you and we appreciate you. And I wanted to do a little like season one recap because I'm able to see what all countries our podcast is listened to. So I'm going to name those off for you. Will you pull up your phone though? Because this note is showing me that the attachment is not available. I know, I don't. Just pull up the note. It's for some reason the picture I put in the note is not showing. So, yeah, on our broadcast page, we're able to look at all the analytics. So, outside of the United States, we are being streamed or broadcast or heard in Singapore, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, the Russian Federation.
Oh, I was going to say something else.
Who's spying on us?
Can you go back to the UK?
The UK, yes.
Hello, mate.
Hello, governor.
Never mind.
Hello, governor.
Well, you like a spot of tea?
Well, you like a spot of tea, love?
I'm sorry. And right. What now? Who? Russia.
Russia, that right. Hey.
Steady on.
We don't want no part. Hey. We're, well, just leave us alone. Vietnam. Okay. Australia. I think that might be my girl, Ashley. My hey, friend Ashley just moved to Australia. Big motivation. Yeah, she went to nursing school to be a nurse. She's worked stateside for the past X amount of years, and her whole goal was to move to Australia to be a nurse because they vacation there a lot.
Look at you.
And I'm like, you know what? I want to be you when I grow up.
Shout out to you making a goal and making it happen.
Absolutely. She just got there not too long ago. India, okay. Japan, Switzerland, Taiwan, Philippines, and Barbados. So shout out to y'all. Thank you for listening and hanging out with us. That is, it reminds me of growing up, my dad had a CB radio. And he could broadcast and talk to people all over the country. And he was even a couple times, I think, he could pick people up overseas in different countries. So, yeah, it's kind of cool that, like, little old us here in East Tennessee, y'all can hear us all over the world. Why are we throwing up the deuces?
Because I was saying hello before you disclosed our location.
I mean, okay. We've said we live in Tennessee.
Yes.
It's a big state.
You just told them where, but okay.
East Tennessee's not a city or a location. It's a region.
Don't kill me, y'all.
I mean, we talk about going to the mountain. Like, anyway. So, that wraps up our catch up. Like I said, nothing has happened to me this summer. I'm not really doing anything. I'm going to be dropping a separate little episode that kind of unveils some plans I have for the future. So, stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
The only thing of note, I got in a wreck last night.
Yikes.
I'm okay. My car's not. It's okay for the most part. So, yeah, I was at a red light. Someone ran right into me. And it took the cops an hour to show up. An hour we sat there.
Like, what were you doing?
And, yeah. So, that's about the most exciting thing that's happened to me.
The it's the literally, like, three attachments that came through my phone. And then, because I had my AirPod in, it was like, Lauren sent three images. And then a text message after it's, I'm okay. And I was like, what's going on?
What's
going
on? Because you were at work.
The baby scratched it.
Yeah, so got to deal with that and in the midst of commuting for work. So I need my car.
What's crazy is, like, you're a way better driver than I am, I feel. And you literally.
This is the fourth wreck I've been in. mind y'all, I just got in a wreck in January.
Like,
somebody just rear-ended me in January. The amount, and like, I've had car trouble this past year. Like, so at this point, I honestly wasn't even fazed. He ran into me, and I just looked. I was stopped. I literally just looked back and saw his car smushed up against mine. I just rolled my window down. I said, well, let's go pull up over here.
Sometimes people just want to ram into you.
Well, I mean, people apparently like being behind me. What can I say? Well, it's funny though, because when we pulled over, we were right in front of a fire station, and all the firefighters had just pulled in, and they were out in the parking lot playing pickleball.
I would have literally rolled out.
While we sat there for an hour waiting on a state trooper. Yeah.
Somebody grab a seat collar now.
Girl. So, yeah, that wraps it up. Okay, you had mentioned going over your reality TV with Stephanie, so you were gonna touch on some of your shows. Now, I don't watch most of these, but I still love hearing your recaps and what you gotta say.
Okay, so first on my list is Love Island. This was my, again, Lauren said that she doesn't really watch reality TV. And really, she only watches Love Island. So that piqued my interest as a reality TV lover. And I actually never had gotten to Love Island.
Right.
So it's something about, I love reality TV, but something that comes on every day
yes.
or multiple times a week, that's just a little much for me. So I've never really been able to get into like, I don't even, is Survivor every day?
No, Big Brother. So
I've never been able to get into like none of that.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, Love Island is a dating slash game show. A bunch of singles go to an island, they stay in a villa, and it's live, not live streamed, but they're recorded 24/7, whereas Big Brother is actually live streamed. And they do it for, I think, 7 weeks. And it's, I like it for the opposite reason. You said you don't really love that it's every single day because it can be overwhelming. I like it because it keeps it current. Everybody has a discourse on TikTok and you see all the fan theories and the breakdowns and the situationships and who people are shipping. And we really enjoyed it this year because we would live text each other. And it's my guilty pleasure. Do I think anybody is really on there for love? Maybe when the seasons first started, but now everybody knows if you go on there, you're going to get some sort of clout, attention, social media following, especially since last season took off the way it did. So
this was my first season. Mm-hmm. This is my first season that I've watched in full.
Mm-hmm, from the jump. The
only other season that I watched, what season are we on right now?
This was season seven.
Mm-hmm. I watched the season with Cache and Cinco.
That was like four or five.
What was the short dude? Josh, he had to leave because his sister was sick.
His sister passed while he was, him and Shannon were together. Ooh. Yeah.
Shannon.
I love Shannon. Yeah, she was beautiful.
But I don't remember who won that one, but I remember that season.
Olivia and Corey.
Never heard of them.
They're not together still.
Anyways, so this was the first season that I watched from beginning to end, actually almost to end. I did not watch the finale. I let Lauren Shriver spoil it for me because I was just like, by the end, I was
over it. Yeah, so she was like, who won?
Just tell me because it's just too much. It's just an emotional roller coaster that I just was not ready for. But I really enjoyed it, and what really got me, I felt like it was bonding for us.
Yeah.
You have taken a contract that was far off, and I just feel like sometimes, even when you have the distance, just being something, having something that is just for you two is still just a way to bond and still communicate and just, you know, touch base on another level and keep it light, but still be able to be in tune with each other.
Yeah.
I love, and I enjoyed. My takes immediately. You loved Amaya. I was annoyed by Amaya the whole entire time. She cried too much. She was too emotional. Some say it's because of my zodiac, because I'm an Aquarius, blah, blah, blah. But she cried too much. She was way too emotional. Again, I love a girl that's in touch with her emotion. Do I? Actually, I was lying. She just cried too much. I'm like, girl, hang it up. Like, you had, yes, points were made. But
they get up off my girl. Get up off my girl. They dogpiled on her for no reason. She was just the purest, sweetest soul. And some people might not think it's extra too much or, you know, she's faking it. No, like that girl literally would get the zoomies and run around like sweet as a papaya. And I love her to death. But my relationship, my favorite couple, Nicolandria. It's intoxicating. I don't care. I don't care.
My favorite couple. I was rooting for Ace and Shelly.
I know.
I was okay with Nick and Melandria. I feel like it was just very... I think if it didn't happen in what is like the last like 3 or 4 episodes, like maybe if it had more time to blossom over time.
It started the spark. This season was crazy. Okay. They weren't together from the beginning, but you could tell they had like an attraction from afar. And everything that Olandria was saying that she wanted in a partner, Nick was doing. Mm-hmm. She just had her blinders on because she had her sights focused on someone else. Meanwhile, everything she was describing, baby Nick, he was taking notes. He was doing his homework, and he delivered every single time.
Yes, I think it was cute. I love to see it. I just wish we could have saw more.
I wish they could have been together from the beginning.
I wish they would have, when they came back from Casa Amor, they should have just got it popping then.
Yeah.
But
they were both too worried about the...
I do understand.
Yeah, the other people.
The other stuff. And
this was a very... out, off the wall, off the script type of season. It was different.
It was... Like I said, I'm happy for Nick and Olandria. Mm-hmm. I'm actually starting to get a little burnt out. I feel like it's a little bit
Well, it's and a little I bit think much. It's in part to they're taking too long to do the reunion. Yes. The reunion should have happened in July. Mm-hmm. But they've drug it out. I think they're probably filming it right now this week because the people were going to get fittings and stuff. Mm. So they film the reunion and then they're releasing it August 20, some random ass Tuesday that it's like, why would y'all release that on a Tuesday?
The Nickelandeon fandom is just, it was really doing it for me. Like y'all go outside and touch grass. Like, I mean, I, too, will literally, I'm stalking them on social media. Right. I'm waiting on the updates, too.
But there's people that, like, I mean, they get involved. Like chill, very much so, like, parasocial relationships.
Just vibe.
Y'all don't know these people. Like, let them live.
Just vibe. But I think they're cute. I think Landry is beautiful. I think Big Belgian is handsome.
Okay. Like, you're not a fan, but you like Big Belgian.
I love Olandria, and I've always liked Nick.
As long as you do my girl right,
but
you're cool with me.
I have always been a stan.
Yeah.
So from the beginning. So it was cute. I didn't see it for Amaya and Brian and who else? Pepe and Iris. Pepe's just he has a type.
Pepe was a sleeper agent to me. He was like, nobody really was sweating him until they were.
Pepe has a type and he knows what to do.
Right.
So
right.
Shout out to you, Pepe. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, what other shows?
Real Housewives of Atlanta just concluded. Mm-hmm. Well, not just concluded, but recently concluded. I was really, really looking forward to this season. I love Portia. I think Portia is hilarious. Does she have some questionable, choices lately? Yes, but I still like Portia. I think she's just likable. Some people are just likable. So I was looking forward to seeing what she would bring. A lot of people saying this was a flop. This season was a flop. I agree. I don't know about agree. I wanted to see more, but what we did get, she held her own. You can tell that Portia's done this before, and the way she handled them at the reunion it was just a masterclass. Like, you can tell that she's done this before. She was able to win everybody back over. The people that were against Portia throughout the filming of the season, I think she was able to redeem herself. At the reunion, Shamia's a fraud. We never believed you. I wasn't feeling it from the beginning. You're boring. I really, really liked Angela. Angela really showed up and showed out. I enjoyed her. I was happy to see Phaedra come back. I was happy to see Cynthia as a friend of the show. Kelly. Okay.
Where is Nene? Is Nene still affiliated with Real Housewives? I know the characters. I used to watch way back in like 2008.
Nene made some accusations. Allegedly. I don't know 100% if this is... Allegedly.
Okay.
Nene made some accusations against Andy Cohen and literally sued NBC and Bravo for discrimination. Basically saying that they were mistreating her and being unfair because they were treating Kim Zolciak, which was the white lady that was on there, wig. They were unfairly
I was literally about to say wig.
They were
white lady wig.
Basically giving Kim preferential treatment as in comparison to Nene and the other African-American or people of color that were on the show.
Okay.
Hold on. My ring is literally like cutting off my finger. Yeah. And then it just became like a nasty, nasty, nasty legal situation. So me personally, I don't think Nene will ever come back.
Okay.
The fans want her. Mm. I want to see her back. But I don't know if they will ever be able to cross that bridge.
Yeah.
But if they do, I definitely will be tuned in. It's the Nene show. Real Housewives of Atlanta is the house that Nene built. I, in fact, will go on the limb and say that Bravo is the house that Nene built.
I could absolutely agree with that. I don't think there would have been a show as big, even just the whole Real Housewives network
or reality TV in general.
It's synonymous with Nene.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a viewer. Like, I don't even watch it. And I know that. So
yes, I love Nene.
Yeah.
So happy to see her. Good reunion. It was okay reunion. Like I said, I was just here to see, what Portia had to say, and she definitely redeemed herself. And I was happy. My next is Next Gen NYC. This was like kind of like a fluke in watching. I was like, I don't want to watch Housewives Kids, a reality show. Like, I'm not interested in it. But
oh, okay. So this is their kids. So like some of them. Next generation.
Yes.
Some of them.
So the cast. So these are up and coming young people that live in New York, like socialite-y type situation in New York. So not all of them are Housewives kids, but a majority of them are.
Okay.
And that was my drawing point.
Okay.
I just knew that there were Housewives kids on there, and why not?
Okay.
There's some guy that's dad is a stockbroker, but he's a loser.
He's a loser.
Yeah. There's another girl. I don't want to say, there's another person that's on there that is a model.
Okay.
And there's some other, there's an OnlyFans guy.
Ooh. Okay.
And I can't think of anybody else that's not a Housewives kid. But the Housewives kids were Riley Burris, which is Candy Burris from Real Housewives of Atlanta's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We basically watched Riley grow up on TV.
Mm-hmm.
She just graduated college. Gia Giudice, which is Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey's daughter. What is that? Brooks Marks, which is Meredith Marks' son, and she's from Salt Lake City. Who else? Oh, Ariana Bierman, which was Kim Zolciak's daughter. I mean, her boyfriend, who happens to be the son of the Zaxby's founder, so he's loaded. So good choice, Miss Ariana. Who else? Oh, and Dame Dash's daughter, Ava.
Okay.
Was on there. But it ended up being a cute little watch. I love Riley. I stand Riley. Riley is an emotional queen, but she stood up when she needed to and made points when she was supposed to. I loved it. I love seeing her and Ariana come together because there was a rift between their parents. But as kids, they were able to like be able to remove themselves out of their parents' differences and still be able to fortify a relationship, which I thought was cute. Charlie's, which is the stockbroker son that's irrelevant. Like, these kids are, like, 21, 22, 23 on there.
Yeah.
And Charlie's, like, 29.
Okay.
And he's living off daddy's money. Mm-hmm. He has nothing. He's supposed to, allegedly, scammer.
Okay. So he's the old head that still hangs out with all the young cats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But is not paying the bills. Literally running up their tabs.
Oof.
A bum.
Okay.
And it's slightly racist. Ooh. But Riley got them together. Through tears, that's one thing. Riley's gonna cry, and but I understand.
Now it's a problem when Amaya cries, but not when Riley cries.
Because I feel like Riley is one of two people of color, black women in this mostly a majority of white cast, and the situation that was going on. They were painting her as overly defensive or aggressive. She was getting the angry black woman accusations, and I feel that she was not. And she was trying to vocalize that, but the guy was basically painting her to be the aggressive, angry black woman, when in fact, she was not. And the white girl who was the aggressor was the one that was being angry, but nobody was there to defend her. And because of that, Riley became emotional because she's just like, I'm not being angry.
Right.
I was calm about this, but because I said, because I set my boundaries, now I'm being painted as the angry black woman.
Yeah.
And really nobody was really able to support her.
Yeah.
And my heart went out to her. Now there's another girl on there, which is Dame Dash's daughter, Ava, who is biracial, that really just kind of sat there, which I had an issue with because, yes, you are biracial, but you do have African American and black in you, so you should have been able to speak up. But also, I can't really identify with being biracial and their plight, and I'm sure she has her own identity things. So, I mean, I kind of want to give you a little bit of a pass, but mama.
Right.
do better. But Riley did her thing. She definitely, I hate that she had to continuously, like, because it happened multiple times where she was being painted as the aggressor when she was just basically speaking her mind. And especially when other people were being more aggressive, rude, and disrespectful, but it was just kind of like taken on the chin, like, ah, that's just how she is. Right. But again, I can identify with that because I live in this world and I've experienced these things as well. So that's what drew me. I thought it was cute. My next show, let's see, Project Runway. Okay. I have watched Project Runway from the very beginning. We've had a, what do we, you can't call it sabbatical, a break. Mm-hmm. And they came back and I was really, really excited. I've always liked Project Runway. I always like seeing people create things. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to sew. I can sew a little bit. My grandma bought me a sewing machine. Mm-hmm. So I can, I don't know about making a whole garment, but I can get a little hem. You know, I can do a little patch job for you. You know, she's not, you know, making garments from scratch, but I can do what needs to be done. So I've always enjoyed that and watching these type of things, but the first three episodes, I'm not impressed. Law is a fucking bitch. Can I say that? He's a cunt. He's rude. He's very, very rude. Unnecessarily rude. Yet there's a, see, we need to bring back Cuth.
Bruh.
You can be right, but there's, it's your delivery.
Yeah.
It's the way to say
you don't have things. To be mean. You don't have to degrade correct. People to get your point across that you don't like a garment. Yes.
Just yeah. like I was able to immediately realize when I called Law a B word that that might have been a little bit.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, let me try to find another way to find a more eloquent way to say these things without being mean or aggressive.
So you say cunt.
I see you next Tuesday, Law.
I don't care. That's probably like top three favorite cuss words. I have no shame. I know it's the most vulgar, vile one, but it just, ooh, it packs a punch.
I've been in East Tennessee for too long because I didn't know what it was until like I was like in high school. I was like a junior in high school. Yeah. I did not know what that was. I didn't know that it was like a curse word or like derogatory or anything. So just that's being in East Tennessee. I've been around the whites, guys. So and also I am a very much about equality. I am an ally with the LGBTQ+IA community.
Yes.
So, you know, I got the little vernacular. So, you know, sometimes with see you next Tuesday is not always a bad thing. But in reference to Law Roach and him being a judge on Project Runway, specifically episode one, you were rude and unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very, very harsh.
What is it? A fashion architect? Please. Right. So. Stylist? Get out of here. Tyler Perry in a wig. I'm sick of you. Ugh, nasty. Like, this is the thing. This is how, and this is with celebrities, and I guess in the, are we in the 21st century?
Sure.
Whatever.
It's all make-believe.
There's nothing is private. We know too much about celebrities. Yes. We have too much access to celebrities. There was once upon a time where you could just judge an artist or celebrity off of the work that they put out.
Yeah.
And we never really got to be able to see their actual personalities. Mm-hmm. We were very much able to just see what they wanted us to see.
Yeah, their stage presence, their stage persona.
And, you know, you could see their interviews, and of course they were PR trained. They knew the right answers. They like everything was very much produced and perfected. And now these days everything is just so very much raw, and we get a lot of different aspects of celebrities' personalities. And I mean, there's a billion people on this planet, and some people are just not likable.
Right.
Your personality is just
because you're a celebrity or in Hollywood or in TV film, you can still be a bad. At the end of the day, we don't know these people.
Yes,
but and they can be bad people.
Yes, but not even a bad. You're just not likable.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing about just life in general. Like, some people you are not going to mesh with. We're not meant to agree with each other.
Yeah,
we're not meant to be best friends with every single person that we meet. Mm-hmm. So for me, seeing, being able to see celebrities in a different light these days, because it's just so easy to pick up your phone and get on live.
And they do. I've come across people and I'm like, why are you on live?
Telling us your business, and just Twitter, just everything, social media, everything is at a drop of a dime. Yeah. And everybody just wants to tell us everything about you. And I mean, okay, but it just, sometimes you get the negative side of it because the fans don't really like your personality.
Right.
And Law is, I feel like his work with Zendaya.
Beautiful work.
And beautiful gowns.
Yes.
But what I'm seeing of your personality does not sit very,
not great.
So, you were rude, and I really don't want, and then on top of that, Law being a not so likable judge to me, also, like, what they were making, it wasn't earth-shattering. Like, the previous seasons of Project Runway, you could actually see an actual vision and a look and actual style, and the things that they were making were unique.
Try to be too abstract.
I've not even got abstract. Everything is just, I've seen it before.
Yeah, yeah.
I've not seen anything that I haven't not seen before. I feel like I can go to Macy's or go to the store. I can freaking go on Fashion Nova probably and find half of this stuff. It's not unique.
Right.
Gilded Age? Let me stay on my reality right now.
Oh, okay.
I got my hair done, and while I was getting my hair done, I watched the newest seasons of Baddies.
Oh, Lord.
And Baddies Gone Wild. So I had time. This took time.
Okay.
For
those not watching, she has some beautiful waist length. Are these goddess or bohemian?
Boho.
Okay.
Boho braids. Yes, not knotless, because they only last 2 days. I don't have time. I'm spending all this money and sitting. These are going to stay as long as I want to keep them.
Yes.
And they look good, and I've had them up for over a month.
So your hairdresser put Baddies on and y'all just binged it the whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have always kind of look down on Zeus and Baddies and stuff, because I'm just like, I just do not want to watch people fighting. Mm-mm. But my guilty pleasure is I actually like watching fight videos.
You remember World Star?
Yeah, I was just about to say, stop trying to act like we were not on World Star.
We were definitely on World Star.
Not on Media Takeout. I love a good fight video. I'm not going to hold you.
Oh my God, Media Takeout. I forgot about them.
That's my guilty pleasure. Day.
That was the Shade Room before the Shade Room was a thing.
I love a good fight video, but I was like, so we watched it, and I was like, oh brother, me being a hoity-toity trying to be just bougie, oh, this is just too much. We're objectifying our women, and baby, I am okay. I'm completely totally locked in. Again, I like watching fight videos, so this was the first season of Baddies that I've ever watched. Mm-hmm. I've, of course, seen clips, because if you're on social media, you're just going to see clips.
Yeah.
And again, I like to watch fight videos, so some of them have come across my desk, and I have not stopped. I knew of Ivory from Now That's TV. Don't know what shows that. Now, that's a little bit too deep in the trenches for me, Now That's TV. But I have seen some of her fight videos, so I was like, ooh, I kind of want to see Ivory fight. I want to see if she's going to tear somebody up. So I started watching just to see Ivory, and in the process of watching this season, I am a huge supporter of the Big Three. The Big Three is Dolly, Big Lex, and Summer. I love them. I'm really a Big Lex fan. Lex be getting in there. Ivory's a bully, and that's really all I have to say. Oh, Rolly looks good. First of all, does anybody remember when she literally went live while getting a BBL without any anesthesia? This was during COVID. This is when everybody was in the house.
I would like to call the plaintiff to the stand. What?
I remember Rolly literally being on live while they were awake and conscious while they were doing her BBL. And I think it was 360 LiPo.
What country was she in? Because she wasn't in America.
Of course. I think she was.
There's
and I
no
think
way.
The name, I have to tell, and I don't want to advertise this company, because I think they're getting sued.
As they should.
For basically they were giving free cosmetic surgeries to people just for promo and was like messing people up in the process. Mm-hmm. Which again, you're literally getting a BBL.
BBL, for those that if you don't know, BBL is probably
the most dangerous.
It's honestly more invasive or on the same level as open heart surgery. Like you are splaying your body open. So that's just my little tip.
This with no anesthesia on Facebook Live. Hello? Judging? Judge. But she looks good.
I mean, I would hope through all that it turned out well for her. So
she's the voice of reason. They respect her. I love it. But I live for,
she's like the den mother.
Yes. So I live for Dolly, Big Lex, and Summer. I also like Fauna and Cold Killer and K-Rican. We've got an asterisk by them, but they be getting in there. So listen, again, I just be watching them fight and having a good time. It's really diabolical though, because Natalie will literally call a house meeting and then literally have everybody like literally fight it out for hours and hours and hours, and then after everybody's like beat each other to shreds, they'll be like, okay, you got 30 minutes, we're getting ready to go to the club. What? We've literally been having WWF Royal Rumble for the past 3 hours. And now you want us to go back to the room, put our wigs back on, and go to the club? And then no fighting at the club, and then get mad when they fight at the club. Like, oh, you just beat me to a pulp. Of course I'm about to get in there with you. Like, anyways.
Yeah.
Deeply invested, but... yes, my guilty pleasure.
Trash reality.
Yes,
TV.
And then yeah. Baddies Gone Wild, which was even worse. Now they were really getting in there. Bahati, they literally pulled this girl's braid out. Like she had, like scalped her. Like she had, was wearing wigs.
I want to say I saw the clip on TikTok.
And literally this whole part, the braid, like
the side of her head.
Gone.
Oof.
Literally, she just took it in her hand and like threw it in the trash can. So then on camera, we're like, guys, we're ashamed, but I guess we're on TV, we're on Baddies Gone Wild. Mm-hmm. She literally shaved her head. Like, which I think, like, we could have did that off of camera, but I definitely,
everything's
like,
content.
I will tilt my head to the point that you embraced it, mm-hmm. and it takes a lot of confidence to literally go, to rock the baldy. And yeah. She pulled it off, and she was a beautiful girl. And Bahati got in there, she stood on business. I can't really think of anybody's name, but them, now, they were fighting, for real. They were getting in there. Like, okay. And Nicki Minaj's sister was on there, and she was completely irrelevant. Like, you couldn't do it. No wonder Nicki said she was embarrassed of you.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways. Okay, what else? Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Now, this has been, I feel like nobody ever watches it, so I kind of just, like, keep it to myself, because every time I ask people about it, they're just like, no, never heard of it. I don't want to watch anything about Mormons. So listen, I am a documentary girly. I love like Scientology, culty documentaries. Not saying Mormons are culty, but I love those type of documentaries. And I like to hear about like the polygamy and just all of these different sects and Latter-day. I just like, it's just interesting to me. Again, I have an inquisitive spirit.
All these different sects and Latter-day sects.
Look, I don't know.
Oh my God, that's blasphemy. I'm sorry.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on, but it's going down. So I was interested. I thought they were going to just like give us some like more sister wives type vibes. Like I'm like, say, what's going on with the Mormons? Like what's happening up in Utah? And baby, I was sitting in Stephanie, and when I was in Chicago, I was sitting in her living room, and I was watching all my watching baddies, and they were judging me in the background because everybody's classy. So they were judging me as I was just like watching baddies. And I was like, you know what y'all need to watch is Secret Life of Mormon Wives, because that's some good white mess. And Stephanie was like, oh, girl. And I was like, what? You watch? Yeah, that's how I know that's my girl. That's some real mess. That it's a messy mess, and it is good. I love you, Taylor girl, even though you are a messy bitch, but you hey, I like Taylor. Demi, you had me last season, you lost me this season. Whitney, go away. Get your man off Grindr, allegedly. Layla, please go away. Who else am I thinking about? Jen, Affleck, you knew You knew you was not related to Ben Affleck's sister. Like, why would you continue to carry this lie? But it was some good mess. If y'all are looking for something to watch, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives was tea. TTT. Basically, they started, apparently there was a swingers scandal that like went on a TikTok where it was a group of friends, Mom Talk. They're all like Mormon TikTokers. And I guess it's like now what we would call like a creator house, where it's just like a whole bunch of Mormon housewives that do TikToks together. And they were all, you know, making money and TikToking and having brand deals and all this other stuff. And one of the girls that was in it and created Mom Talk, she, I guess, one day got on TikTok and told everybody that they were swinging and spilled the tea. And everybody, it was a whole bunch of fallout and it was a lot going down. She exposed everybody's business. It was a lot of divorces. She got divorced. The other man that she was swinging with got divorced, which was her best friend's husband. Like, a lot of mess. So this was kind of like the, what is the word? Aftermath of the swinger scandal. And like I said, good mess. Enjoyed it.
Do you have any more you want
to? Yeah. Do you want me to? We can just wrap it up some other time. Well, let's move on to something else.
No, you got the irrational and
moving it then?
I can't read it. RPDR?
RuPaul's Drag Race. This last season, the All Stars, thumbs down. If you just wanted Ginger Minj to win, you should have just said that. Georgia should have won, or even Bosco. It was just, and then Mistress, again, the work can be there, mm-hmm. but the personality can just literally skew everything. I went in looking forward to seeing Mistress and what she would bring, and your nasty attitude just outshined all the work that you did. And I hate that.
Spoiler alert, Ginger Minj won.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was rigged. Like, yeah. For me, when it comes to, especially RuPaul's Drag Race, did you go with, no, you didn't go with me to go see Silky, Big Silk with the Good Milk. I love a good drag show. I love to see the performers. It is an art form. I love. Where were we going? What was it called?
Carousel. Listen, there ain't nothing like going to a gay club as a straight woman. You are going to have the time of your life.
But anyways, I forgot where I was going with it.
You felt like it was rigged. Oh, and people's personalities were.
Yeah, it was definitely rigged. I've always loved RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. There's different ways to lip sync. A lot of people can give you like acrobat flips, kicks. You got your dancing queens. You got your comedic queens, your theater queens that can really just give you like emotion, can emote. And
what's your favorite type?
I love a flip and a kick. Do a somersault off the side of the stage into a split. I live. Baby, throw on a leotard and that's what type of queen Georges is. And okay. Georges will literally flip, will dance you down. And Ginger is more a
theatrics.
Yes, she's going to give diva, you face. She's going to give you comedy while she's doing it.
Yeah. I'm not a big watcher of it. I pop in every now and again. And the few episodes I did watch, I will say Ginger's costumes, her looks, like they stand out.
She was very much a front runner. But when it comes to the decision of who was going to win, was who was going to lip sync for their life. The lip sync is what determines the winner. Yeah. And I don't feel like Ginger won the lip sync.
Okay.
How are you just standing there emoting? And Georges is literally doing backflip, front flips, and splitting and popping her pussy all over the damn stage. Like,
yeah.
But again, if you watched the whole season throughout, I feel like it was kind of like, it was very highly produced.
You knew it was going to.
I'm not surprised Ginger won. Congratulations, yeah. Ginger. I really do not want to take away from your artistry because you gave out good work. You can act. You can pull off the looks. Congratulations on the weight loss. You look great. We love a comedy queen, but
eh. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
That's my reality wrap up. Second, The Gilded Age. Mm-hmm.
I've got to get.
Let's go.
I've got to get on The Gilded Age.
I will try. Since you're actually going to try to give it another try, I'm not going to spoil too much, but I really love The Gilded Age. I think we are on season 3. Why are there only eight episodes?
Netflix.
This is Max. HBO Max.
They know better.
8 episodes of The Gilded Age? Anyways.
Don't piss me off.
So, this little segment. Was the third season. It was really, really cute. I love history pieces. You got me into Bridgerton, which kind of got me more into, and I've also, you got me into Game of Thrones, Vikings, so.
See, and that's why I'm surprised that you're the one that's watched it, because typically I'm the period piece gal.
Yes, you are a period piece gal, but Lauren is also a cinematography snob as well.
Yeah.
So I tried to get her to watch The Gilded Age. I was so hyped. I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's watch The Gilded Age. She was like, I hate the way that it's shot. And the lighting is awful. That doesn't look period appropriate. Girl, get out of here. Right now, historian. Get out of here.
I love attention to detail. Why?
You're not paying attention to the storyline. This is juicy.
So in my defense, like, it didn't look period appropriate. So you know how Bridgerton, if you watch Bridgerton, it's current because of like the music, and you know, but it makes sense for that. For Gilded Age, I wanted it to be more like a Game of Thrones, a Vikings, where the cinematography draws you into the show and makes you feel like you are literally witnessing something from the past.
Understand that, yeah, I'm guessing that. I don't know what that means.
And because
I'm also blind.
What are the years? Is it the 20s? The Gilded Age?
It's the 18-somethings. 1820s. Look up the Vanderbilts. This is what it's based off. Astor. These are real life. Based off of real life situation.
Okay.
When
is the Gilded Age? I know that I've looked.
Maybe the 1820s.
This up before. I'm going to say 1870. What's your guess?
1820.
1880s.
Okay. Well, either way, again, and it's just really, I'm into it. It's basically about high society in New York and how this new family is really just trying to break in. So it's basically new money versus old money and kind of the battle and like the classism of it all. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And just seeing how the characters develop in it. Meryl Streep's daughter is one of the characters on there. My girl from Sex and the City is on there, which was my draw. There's some other familiar faces, but I like, you know how you, I'm a TV watcher, I'm a movie watcher. So I see a lot of faces, but sometimes I can never put a name with it. So it was a lot of familiar faces, but I just couldn't quite get it. But also Audra McDaniel, look up the mother, Peggy's mom from The Gilded Age. I think it's Audra McDaniel, which is a Tony Award-winning, literally Broadway royalty, extremely acclaimed. She was on there.
I'm trying. Sorry, Peggy's.
Anyway, so
mom, Gilded.
She was age. Awesome, which was a draw for me.
Dorothy Scott.
That's her name. What's the name of the actual actor?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Audra McDonald.
Audra McDonald. Love you. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful actress. I love your work. I don't want to misspeak, but she's really, really talented. Loved it. And then I also feel like they have, especially I feel, again, as usual, I just hate when everything turns into race. But for me, usually when you get period pieces, I know in Bridgerton they had like people of color, but it kind of wasn't really addressed in Bridgerton. It was kind of like, yes, people were different colors, but everybody just kind of was treated equally, which I love that. Wonderful. But that's not how the world works.
Right.
Like, let's be real. The Gilded Age really touched on that, where they had Black characters that our stories are kind of intertwined with the white characters in a way that is historically accurate. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like the third season really hit on it, and it really touched on colorism and classism in the African-American community. And I just really, really, really love that. And I would actually like to see if we could have a dialogue about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even also in the manner of which how Black people, African-Americans, and white people really were able to coexist.
Mm-hmm.
Post-revolution, I want to say this is post-revolution.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen a lot of like blatant hatred and racism because we were in New York, and of course they were being very classy. But there are a lot of undertones that I really like to see in how it was addressed. I really like The Gilded Age. Yeah. It's a very good watch. I'm very upset that it's only 8 episodes. Marianne, please stop playing with Larry. You're going to piss me off. I hate it. I love and I hate Bertha. And what are my people's name?
I'm gonna watch it, Bertha, for sure. Because you sell it.
What are their last names?
I've just been BSing and not watching it, but I'm going
They're based off the Vanderbilts. I can't even think of their last name, and I'm standing. but either way, Railroad Daddy. Railroad Zaddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it for you, boo. I'll watch it for you. Felicia Rashad. We love you, Felicia Rashad, but baby, you're a villain.
Oh, she's
A villain, but that's good acting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good acting.
If a character makes you actually hate them.
Yes, yeah. It makes you feel strong emotion towards them, like.
Yeah.
Well done.
Honey.
Love The Gilded Age. Please watch us on HBO Max, guys. Like, you really, really, you got to give it a go. Found. Okay, first of all, these are my shows that have been canceled, where I was literally watching every week, faithfully. I'm logging onto the apps. First of all, most of these shows I started when I recently switched from cable to the streaming apps because my cable provider was literally giving it to me on a monthly basis, like literally turn my mouth out. So I decided to go to the streaming services, and honestly and truly, when you add it all up, it's probably equivalent. But anyways, Found was one of the shows, I believe it was on NBC. It most recently just got canceled. And it is, my girl is from, I knew her from Shameless. I can't think of her name. Valerie on Shameless. And she is, and this is a completely new show, but that's what was my draw. And basically, she was a previously abducted person that escaped. And now her main job is to find lost, abducted people. Mm-hmm. But mostly lost people. That is her objective, to find them. The plot twist, there's a really good plot twist to it. And my guy, Zach Morris. What is Zach Morris's real name?
I couldn't tell you.
From
Saved by the Bell.
It's Zach. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But he is a phenomenal actor. It's a huge plot twist. It was really, 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 really good.
Do you know what station it was on? Like NBC?
I think it was NBC.
Okay.
Can you
stream it?
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
Peacock. Okay.
Really, really good. Found. I think we got to season 2 and then they canceled it right when it was good and juicy. Like, what? Like...
Yeah.
It's just an unresolved end. And I just, I hate when you just can't end something. And I'm like, why don't we cancel? I was watching, but I guess maybe I was the only one that was watching it. Like, I was into it. Like, I hate this. Somebody pick it up. Like, what's going on?
So was this recently, or it was on cable years ago?
This is like in real time.
Okay.
I think we're on the third season. I was literally waiting for the next season. And then it was announced that they're being canceled.
Damn.
Another show, The Irrational. This is basically a psychologist. This is my boy from Reno 9. Of course, again, I don't know anybody's name. This is my boy from Reno 911, I think. I could be actually.
No, I have no idea.
I could actually be wrong.
Here, let's see. You said The Irrational?
The Irrational. Think for me, this is what drew me. I thought he was the guy from Reno 911, the Black police officer, not Niecy Nash, the male. And he's now doing a serious role. I could be completely wrong, and he might be somebody completely different. And I'm sorry, guys. So that might be reverse racism to me, but I loved him. But the rational, he's basically a psychologist that really deal with how people think and their thought process. And doing so, he's helping the FBI solve crimes to find like really dangerous people and basically kind of get into their psyche. Again, I love a good mental. I love a detective cop show. I love a good not a mystery.
Don't think he's from Reno 911. It's Jesse L. Martin. Definitely not.
Can we look at his IMDb?
Yeah, I'll try. He was, no. That's the only thing he's been in.
Pull up Reno 911. I can't.
Yeah, I'm looking. Or wait, here. Okay. He's been in Flash, Rent, Supergirl, Smash, Joyful Noise, American Law and Order. He was not in Reno 911. It would have been listed.
Just pull up Reno 911. I cannot. I'm sorry. Sorry to this man.
It's this iPad not knowing how to type things. Reno 911. Yes. Actors.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. It's not him. This guy has more bug eyes. Cedric Yarbrough. Where'd he go? Right there. Different,
anyway,
totally
yeah.
Different guy.
Either
yeah.
way, but it was really, really good. I was looking forward to the next season, and they canceled it. I was going to say something, and it just kind of upset me again. But either way, it was good, and now it's canceled, and I'm upset about it. So that's my wrap up. I have literally had nobody to talk to about TV, and I'm sorry if I ran long. How long have we been recording?
An hour. It's okay.
I have something to say, guys. Hey.
I'm glad we hit the ground running with season two premiere.
Of me yapping.
I love Christ. It. I love to hear. Because this is your thing. Like, you are the reality TV gal.
I did not mean to.
Me, on the other hand, I can't commit to anything. I put something on and it doesn't hold me.
Well, me too. That's why I'm just like, that's why I just really find like random stuff. Cause I'm like, first of all, I feel like I've watched everything or something can't hold my attention. So I literally just give anything a try. And sometimes it catches me and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, that wraps it up for this episode. Honey, we're at an hour, baby. They're going to have to come back for another episode to hear what else we got to say.
Right.
So,
I'm just getting, can we not? On this last little bit.
We can't. About the millennials and drinking? What?
Love Island?
Oh, I thought we already discussed Love Island. All of our favorites? You want to talk about...
I mean, we might as well, unless you want to talk
about... No, that's fine. Is 404 the girl that got... Is she the one that got sent home for racial slurs at the beginning or halfway through?
Halfway through.
Okay. Okay.
404 is because it's... it's supposed to be C, the letter C, and then 404. So 404 usually means error. It's like an error message when it pops up on your computer.
Oh.
So C, error.
Oh, I was wondering. My brain went to the, what are the SWs? What is it? 404 talk? What is it?
304 talk.
304. That's every time I was like, why aren't they calling her 304? Okay,
304 is literally if you type it in a calculator, 304 in a calculator, and you flip it upside.
I never knew that. I never knew. I need to get outside. Okay, so a Schmecks worker.
This is not related to the girl that we're talking about.
No, not at all. By the way, that was a sidebar. No, I was like, why are they calling her a 304? They're calling her 404. As a short way to say her name. Okay. Obviously.
I can't see that.
Don't say, here, it's charged enough. Don't say racial slurs in any capacity, online, in person, none of that. And when you apologize for it, I don't know, maybe stay off social media and stop trying to monetize off of your, anyway, so not a fan of that.
So you added onto here, Love Island, who we stan and can't stan. Mm-hmm. I need a minute to catch a breath. So I just kind of want to see who you stan and don't stan on Love Island.
So Stan, obviously, Nick and Alandria. Uh-huh. Here's my thing about Ace.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Ace for Love Island. Mm-hmm. I think Ace should have been on Big Brother. He would have done great on Big Brother. I was a little biased. I bought into the conspiracy theories about him and Shelly knowing each other before, but I can also submit to the invisible string theory. You know, I'm a lover girl, you know, so, and they're adorable together. They're absolutely adorable together.
I'd watch.
I love, because the thing is, I like Ace for who he was before he got on Love Island and the type of presence he brought to social media and the things that he was doing. If you don't know, he is a creator and he just goes live. And he was like, during the pandemic, he was teaching people how to dance all over the world. And he would host these huge like group lives. He does a lot of work with special needs community and stuff like that. So like I said, I like Ace. I did not like him for Love Island because I felt like he was trying to, but it, as we saw throughout the whole season, the editors spliced and picked and choose stuff to go together to portray and create a storyline that might have not been so true. Mm-hmm. Obviously I stan Amaya. Dislike. I'm sorry, I gotta say it, Huda. Huda was the, I wanted to like her going in, obviously. She's a Palestinian woman. I'm pro-Palestine all the way. Mm-hmm. This, my opinion on her and her presence on the show has nothing to do with her nationality mm-hmm. and the population that she represents. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be Free Palestine. Mm-hmm. That being said, she's got a lot of work to do. And I felt like maybe as the show was progressing, she was realizing that, and wanting to correct some bad behaviors. I think she does have a lot of past relationship traumas, as we all do. And she's young, you know, she's got a lot of learning to do. A lot of them do, but it's unfortunate that someone who caused a lot of, disruption in the villa and showed her ass. I'm sorry. She showed her ass and she was calling people out of their name, not only other women on the show, but the person she was partnered up with. That's not okay. And it doesn't really seem like post Love Island that she's really done anything to take any accountability from what I've seen. I'm also not watching because I'm not going to give my views to that. But yeah, it definitely goes to say if the women of color in that house had acted even a fraction of the way that Huda did, we would be having a totally different conversation. And they didn't act that way, and they still got painted as the angry black woman, as the bad guy, as the bully, because when Huda got called on her shit, when the fire was lit to her feet, it was all of a sudden, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. She
weaponized her tears.
Yes, absolutely. So, good riddance. I hope she takes some time off and focuses on her personal life. And other than that, I don't really, nobody else really stood out. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. So for me, let's see, I think we already hit on this. Nickelandrea Love, Big Belgian, and Bama Barbie. I don't know where I'm starting to get a little bit burnt out on y'all, but cute. I love love.
As she says, their fan nicknames.
I'm in. But again, there's a such thing as being oversaturated.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm being oversaturated. Yeah. Am I going to tune in? Yes, but I feel like we just need to reel it in just a teensy. But I actually want to see more Alandrea.
Yes. Yes.
I love that Nick is sharing and including her in opportunities. And I love that she is sharing and including him in opportunities.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing a lot of people saying, well, Nick doesn't have to include her in everything. He can just do things himself. You might be on something, but I love that he's including her, but she's also had her own brand opportunities and has included him. So you need to clock that too. Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're cute. I think she's shy. And she's warming up to being in front of the cameras. I can identify with that because in our situation, you were my content creator, girly.
Right.
You had a content creating dream and you wanted to do a podcast and you're like, well, do you want to do a podcast? And I'm like, not really. Like, I mean, yeah, sure, we can. I can
you
get
didn't
on the camera.
Be on film.
Yes, yeah. I'll get on the mic and right. pop it. Okay,
she didn't want to be in front of the camera.
I'll anonymously pop it, but being on camera is I'm more shy and very much reserved. Mm-hmm. But because I love you and I support anything that you do, let me get gussied up and I'll do what I have to for my camera.
Oh God, y'all, there's been a gnat infestation. In the Who Sounds Good
Life
studio.
Of a plant mom.
I'm a plant mom and I done got, but we're working on it.
But love Nick and Alandria. I've always been an A stan from the beginning. The girlies were saying that it was Faye, it's produced, da 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 da. I just thought he was charming. I thought he was charismatic. As me also being told that I am charming and charismatic, sometimes it's just not in you, it's on you. It's just what it is, and some people can take it and some people can't. I think that he kind of kept the energy up and just kind of kept it active. He made it fun. Yeah. It made it interesting to watch, and I understand people can say, oh, this doesn't seem authentic. But I think he mixed it up because I honestly got tired of just seeing them like lay around and pull each other for chats and all of that. Like I like to see like the
they need something to pass
and
the time.
Activities and just to kind of see their personalities. So I enjoyed that, and if him being a producer plant was the only reason why we got it, I ain't mad at it. But I don't believe it. I think that's just his personality.
And the reason people thought he was a producer plant was because going into the villa, he already had 1 million followers on TikTok.
I had never heard of him.
He had a huge... And so, I mean, you can have 1 million followers and still not have people that don't know your name. But, yeah. I mean, he's a personality. And his personality is Ace. And Ace loves him some Ace. He's got his own name tatted on his back.
Which I hated. But
yeah. I would have liked to have seen him on a different show.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I was in it for Ace. Who else? Three Dreads, Get Out.
Not a fan.
And his girl.
Alandria, I was ready to throw some bows for you, baby. Because that man was playing in your face, and you didn't even know because he was doing something else.
He was faking it. Don't get me started. As a woman, I think we can identify with that. Anyways, because sometimes men are just not upfront with how they feel.
They say one thing to you.
And I'm glad that you finally have somebody that looks at you like you're the most beautiful woman in the world. And I feel like I see that in Nick's eyes. So I'm glad that he cherishes you and gives you what you're wanting and desiring in a relationship as a woman. And I'm happy for you.
If you're curious as to what it looks like for a man to yearn for a woman, just search Nick Alandria on TikTok and you can watch all the edits. And it was wonderful to witness in real time. My lover girl heart.
Yeah, loved it. I did not like Hannah, but now she's growing on me now. And the only reason why she's growing on me is because I like to see people capitalize on their platform monopolize their 15 minutes of fame. So I didn't know I've never, even if these people were relevant before being on Love Island, to me these were just like the real world, random strangers put on an island that we watched on TV. So I don't know what Hannah's previous history was, but just seeing her out and being a Twitch girly and like really getting all these streamers as well as Ace.
Jeremiah too. I'm a Jeremiah. I like him.
First of all, Jeremiah's fine.
Gorgeous.
Fine.
That's a beautiful man.
Chat. I was saying Shamar Moore. He's giving fine.
He was definitely like your aesthetically, the most aesthetically pleasing, like your typical, like good looking man. But from what I've seen, like he was not like an ugly duckling, but like, you know, kind of like the nerd, the class nerd or something. He grew into himself. It was always there. He just had to grow up. But he also is very young. He's very Gen Z coded. So Gen Z coded. But he's a good looking guy.
I enjoyed Jermaine the whole time that he was on the show.
He got the shit into the stick, dude. Bad.
And so I was a Jermaine fan. And then seeing him on social media after being on the show has kind of made me back up a little bit. He's a nice looking man.
He's young.
But everything else, I'm not really,
yeah.
The things that he's been saying, the things he was doing is a little bit cringy to me. But again, I am of a different generation. I'm an older woman,
we're
which is why
10 years older than him.
We talked about this on the, he's too young, so maybe I just can't get into it.
Yeah.
What was I going to? Jeremiah Austin. I think Austin's hilarious. I think Austin really, they should have matched Austin up with Ariana. He loved Ariana. No. That's who Austin was. Austin was just,
I don't know. Pepe was trying to, Pepe liked him some Ariana too.
Austin was on Ariana's neck. Every time Ariana pulled up, Austin was literally like, what is it? Seething. Bark like you want it.
Bark like you want it, baby.
Like Austin was on her neck.
Yes.
Like I thought Austin was funny. Like he was just there holding up space. He was really just there until
bobbing.
Ace decided that he wanted my girl.
Yeah.
But either way, Shelly, I would say I stand Shelly, but recently the things that's been going on social media has got me side-eyeing you, but she is a beautiful, beautiful woman. You cannot deny that. She is literally stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Like her and Alandria, like everybody, first of all, everybody that was on the show, female-wise, was stunning.
Yeah.
But Alandria and Shelly...
They just had a, they're regal.
Just gorgeous. It's not even regal. The face, it's just.
Timeless beauty.
Their face. Yeah. They were beautiful women.
Yeah.
Gorge. And that's just it. They were beautiful. They were my top two. And not just because they were black women. They were good looking.
I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to objectify or subjectify nobody's body, but Alandria, my good golly. Woo!
I still think about the twerk contest.
That is like the embodiment of just a woman. I mean, that woman.
And the fact that they said that she's short. And I'm like, I
know. She's like 5'3".
I think it's because of the heels, they said.
They seem, and I'm not saying bigger as in fatter. They seem taller. Mm-hmm. Or something like they seem bigger, yeah. Like their stature seems bigger. Mm-hmm. And then now that we see them post island, like with their cell phone cameras, I'm like, they're itty bitty,
yes,
itty bitty. So,
but I love to see Hannah. I thought Hannah was just I thought Hannah was cute, but when she cried for two full episodes about Charlie leaving and then literally spit started with Pepe the next night, I was like, girl. I'm familiar with your game, but don't be doing all that crying for 50 days and nights and then be ready to, but hey, they say the best way to get over a man is up under another one. So I don't know. I didn't write the book. That's just what they said.
Yeah. Listen, if you got to spit start anything by yourself, you making the wrong decision.
Hey,
baby.
Pepe, the panty dropper. And I did not like on the show was JD, but I like the way again that he took advantage of his 15 minutes of fame.
Yes, what he said was cringy.
You like to be dominant.
And I mean, but the internet just ripped him to shreds to the point where I felt like he couldn't even smile because people were making fun of his smile.
He might as well show him off.
Right.
But like, I like his song. I ain't gonna hold you. No, I like this song. I like Ace's song. I like Ace's diss track. Like, I live.
No.
I said, get in my notes. Get Amaya's crybaby ass out of here. No, seriously. And also, I am actively in Jalen's DM. What's up?
Jalen, my girl.
Come on, we just
a couple hours north from you, baby.
When you get back from Iceland, bookie. This is my controversial take, y'all. I am impartial to Hoda.
Mm-hmm.
I know everything that you said about Hoda was valid. I am 100% with you on that. But post Avila, I thought she was going to be in her villain era, minus that interview that she made where she was just kind of like, where she literally spilled all her tea and told us all her trauma, which I think softened everybody's heart to her.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the flip side, you weaponized your trauma to also villainize my sisters that you were literally boohoo crying and talking about they were your besties and laid up in the bed being their daughter, Hilton.
We ain't seen from you since.
Now they were the bad guy. But I also kind of like that she's not even tried to convince us otherwise.
Yeah.
She literally just left the villa. She hung out with the people, and now she's doing her press and her branding. So, yeah, she might be a problematic queen, but I kind of like that she just kind of just like was like, I am who I am. And now you're doing your PR relationship with that one guy. So, yeah. Where's your baby?
So,
yeah. That's all I got.
So, that is our wrap-up for this season 2 premiere, guys. We appreciate you for hanging out with us and hearing us ramble and hearing us talk. Be sure to find us on social media. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. Sounds Good Radio. We'll be waiting for you. And we can't wait to see you next week. Bye.
Bye.